In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's time for your coolest conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred. Thanks for listening. Please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. I'll be chatting with singer-songwriter Jessie Wagner momentarily. She's also a backing vocalist for Little Steven's Disciples of Soul. Her latest release is a new single on Wicked Cool Records titled I Just Can't Today. It's a recent coolest song in the world, and I'll play a snippet of it now. Afterwards, I'll be back with Jessie for your coolest conversations in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Afraid, my hair's turning gray. I just can't handle it. I wanna tell the world to slow down and put it on pause. Close my eyes, kick back for a while, be alone with all my thoughts. I feel like I'm pulled in every direction. Need a little time for more self-reflection. Take a deep breath, push everything aside and say, I just can't today.
I am the Mighty Manfred with you in Little Steven's Underground Garage, and it's time for our coolest conversations. Joining me is singer-songwriter Jessie Wagner, who's also worked as a backing vocalist with artists as varied as Lenny Kravitz and Chic and Duran Duran, as well as our very own Steve Van Zandt. Her latest single on Wicked Cool Records is I Just Can't Today, and it's also this week's coolest song in the world. How are you, Jessie?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining me, and congratulations on the new single. Congratulations on I Just Can't Today.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun to do. And, you know, again, I'm always like trying different sounds and feels and vibes. And I feel like that one really kind of captured all that I was going for.
Right. So to me, it's got this ska-ish, reggae-ish feel to it. I'm assuming you're a ska and reggae fan then.
I listen to just about anything, you know. One minute I could be listening to Michael Kiwanuka and the next Tony Bennett, you know. My musical tastes are very schizophrenic, so it comes out in how I write.
Well, thinking about like reggae or ska stuff, do you have a favorite reggae or ska artist?
I just stick to the classics, you know. I love Bob Marley, you know. It's always fun to sing his music. I did a Bob Marley tribute not too long ago with my boy Dave Diamond, who actually helped produce my album. And this is one of the songs on the album. On the upcoming album, yes.
Right, well, I saw him listed as also being the drummer, and I'm going to ask you more specific questions about Dave, but talking about I Just Can't Today. So the liner notes I was given, so you co-wrote that with Scott Martin, and then the B-side, The Unknown, you wrote with Sherrod Barnes, and it seems like maybe one or the other was your primary songwriting partner for Shoes Droppin', your earlier album, or am I misremembering that?
No, Sherrod Barnes definitely was an integral part in Shoes Droppin'. I try to go back to the same people you know, you just vibe with certain people, and he totally kind of gets my all over the place music vibes, because he has similar all over the place music vibes, and so does Dave Diamond. Dave Diamond's kind of like a jam band guy, but you know, because of our backgrounds, we tend to play in so many different kinds of bands as full-time musicians. So we kind of glean all this musical knowledge and enjoyment from so many different genres. And it's great to work with people who can kind of move fluidly through all of that. And yeah, you just want to stick with the people you know you love and that get you. Scott Martin's another guy that I play a lot with, and he plays in my band here in New York whenever I can get him, because he has his own music, The Grand Disaster. But again, these are guys that I love to death, and they get me, and you know, I can sing them a melody, and they're like already putting together a chord structure when I can't quite find the right chord.
So talking about Scott a bit more, since he is with him that you wrote, I Just Can't Today. How did you two meet, you and Scott?
Wedding bands. he was in our friend Bobby Atico's wedding band, Hank Lane Music. And I was coming in to sing for one particular show or whatever. And he was just, it's funny because I work for a rock and roll pirate. He's like rock and roll pirate adjacent as well. You know,
are you talking about Mr. Van Zandt?
I am talking about Mr. Van Zandt. Okay. Yes. So here's like,
well, I think a good accompaniment to his do-rag would be like an eye patch.
Yes,
you know?
I would kill to see that. That would be that I think that would be the coolest image. But Scott Martin is kind of like the rock and roll pirate junior. And it, you know, we immediately hit it off when we met. And, you know, I think like within the week, we were already just like vibing and maybe writing some tunes. And this was years ago. And we've just kind of been working together ever since. And I'm just happy that I finally got a chance to kind of bring him in on my projects.
Well, cool. But so when I was looking stuff up online, I found that you guys had done a version of Scream Angel Hawkins, I Put a Spell on You, maybe like 2 years ago or so. Is that right?
Yeah, we right? COVID-y times. Yeah. Sounds about right. Yeah.
what possessed you to do that one?
We both are kind of like Halloween fanatics. And I don't know if you've noticed, but I've kind of been putting out some kind of Halloween project pretty much since 2021. We cover a song. Last year I did an original, and it played on the Underground, which was really cool to have one of my Halloween jams play on the Sirius XM. But we were just trying to find a really cool, spooky, fun song to do. And that was our first. I Put a Spell on You. And I think the next year we did Spooky, the Dusty Springfield tune. So, we just love being able to have the fun Halloween moment and then put a spooky, kooky video together. And each year the videos kind of get bigger and more dramatic and crazier and more expensive, but you know, I don't care, 'cause I love it.
well, so, I mean, I know this is, you know, this is August, but Halloween's right around the corner before you know it.
I know. Gosh, I need to get on it.
Okay. So you can't tease us with what this year's thing is going to be?
You know what? I'll take suggestions. If anybody has an idea of a Halloween tune they'd love for me to do, let me know. And me and Scott will get on it.
All right. Well, talking about this tune again, let's say, was there any particular day you woke up and you just couldn't, and you decided to write the song, I Just Can't Today?
That's every day of my life. No.
Well, was there a particular thing you didn't want to deal with that inspired it?
I think moods are cyclical, you know, and I tend to like all artists, you have your peaks and valleys. And there are times when I feel like, what the heck am I doing? Why am I still doing this? You know, it's so hard, so challenging. it's to find your way through the quagmire of music that's out there. And it, some days it's just like, you know, I'm done. I'm and there's a lot in there that is literal. There are times where I'm just like the second verse, I say something like the pen's gone dry, a writer without the words. And that has been me when I'm like, oh, I'm going to be focused. I want to write something today. And just, you just can't find the turn of phrase that you really want for that particular song. And sometimes you just got to be like, you know what? I'm done. today is a Netflix day and I'm going to eat ice cream and say, screw it.
Oh man. Well, oh, if when you go for the ice cream, what's your go-to flavor?
Cookies and cream. No, wait, no. Cookie dough. There's a cookie theme.
Oh yeah, either of those. I'm down with that. So you mentioned Dave a couple of times. He plays drums on the accordion. You mentioned him also producing. And so did I get that right? That he has a studio, and this is where you recorded not just the single, but a whole album's worth of material.
He kind of oversees things, but I kind of pop in at different studios when I can, because I'm always running from here to there. So it's a matter of like, when can I get in a studio to record? So that's why if you look when the album comes out, you're going to see I recorded here, there, and everywhere to get it all done. But I always confer with Dave, and we, you know, so to make sure we are capturing what we think it should sound like.
We mentioned Dave coming, having this history as a jam band guy, but as how did you two meet? How did he come in your orbit?
It was the same kind of deal. I think we were doing a wedding together, and I was putting together, you know, I used to do a real, well, my music was really heavier back in the day, and I had this rock band called Envy, and then we started calling ourselves the Army of the Underdog. And I was looking for a drummer, and I was like, gosh, who could I call? And I just remember I had just done a gig with Dave, a wedding or something. And I called him up and I was like, hey, would you want to be in my band? And he was like, yeah, sure, let's do it. And you know, I'm not going to say how many years we've known each other, but it's been quite a few. And he's kind of been on my musical journey from all the different interpretations that I've come up with and reinventions of myself and my sound. He's kind of been there from the very beginning.
Okay. So you've done like a whole album's worth of stuff with him, including the single. Can you give us an idea of when that's going to come out? Is this like something later this year or the beginning of next year or when?
I believe the album is going to be coming out in February of next year. I think that's what Wicked Cool said. And Dave, again, like I will come to him with an idea and he just kind of helps me shape things. Or if I've recorded something, then he always kind of puts his two cents in and said, let's change the drum beat this way, or let's maybe, I have this idea for the guitar to come in and do this. So I do rely heavily on him. I also rely on my friend Tommy Kessler, who's a guitar player in Blondie's band. He also kind of helped me shape a lot of the stuff, and I recorded at his studio some vocals, and he even played some guitar on the record. But Dave is kind of like my main guy, but I'm really open to ideas. It's like I come with like the foundation and I have a general idea of how I want things to go. But if you have an idea, then I'm going to listen to it. And if it works, yes. If it doesn't, I'll let you know. But, you know, I love the people that I work with to share their views and their opinions. And I feel like that just makes it stronger.
So the new single is actually available as a 7-inch record, an actual vinyl record, and it's got a picture sleeve. Do you have a record player?
I have a record player. I have one, a tie-dye record player, because I'm a hippie girl at heart. And I the record, that 7-inch is just so dang cool. It's, you know, the colors are just really, I'm also like obsessed with bright colors. So when you get it, it's just outrageously loud as far as the
colors. Not only musically loud if you turn up the volume, but visually loud.
Visually loud. It totally is. And I love that. I love that. That's one of the great things about working with Little Steven. I mean, you look at that stage, it's like an explosion of every color, fabric, feather, sparkle that you could find on that stage. It's such a spectacle, which, you know, and that's one of like the first thing that people always talk about when they see us. It's like, oh my goodness, the costumes are outrageous and it's memorable. And cause he loves colors. That's one thing I love about Steven. The fact that he just is not afraid of color.
Well, we'll get that eye patch on him and it'll be even better.
I can't wait.
So we know you sing in bands as a lead singer, and you mentioned Stevie, you do backing vocals with Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul, and you write and you record music as a solo artist. But I was looking at your Facebook page and there's something thing where you also write and record music for clients. What kind of business is that?
I primarily use a service called soundbetter.com, where artists can contact me and ask me to write top line for them, or just to sing, you know, their song ideas, or, you know, we negotiate whatever it is that they need me to do. And I do background stacks. I'll write an entire song for them. Generally, they'll send me their music ideas, and I write around it. And it's not, I get contacted through my social media as well. And my, engineer partner who kind of, helps me do it is Rob Liano. He's also, on the album. I recorded a lot of stuff in his studio, Tribal Saints. So, yeah, it's cool. It's funny because a lot of the stuff I get hired to do is dance music. And if you listen to my music's maybe more singer-songwriter oriented, you know, with a rocky, bluesy tinge around it. But the stuff I tend to get hired for, that I tend to write, it's like full on, you know, boots and keys, you know, it's full on dance music, you know? So I have like this whole diva house, alter ego that gets featured, you know, here and there, on different music platforms, but it's fun. It's fun, to challenge myself in a completely different genre than what I typically write in for myself. And it's nice that, we've done, I think, over 200 jobs for different artists, DJs. Yeah, so it's really great that I'm being utilized in that way.
Well, how did you think to do this, to offer yourself as a service like that?
You know, musicians are the original hustlers, you know. You know, it's like what's the next thing we can get on, you know, because you're always trying to expand your brand or get some money, or you know. And Rob Liano is actually the guy who I work with. It was one that came to me with the idea, because, you know, I had never heard of SoundBetter or Vocalizer or any of these sites, really, you know. I had been a session singer before, you know. I've done sessions prior to doing the SoundBetter stuff, but I never kind of had it so centralized and so easily accessible, and, you know, because I have a reel, I have all my, you know, my biography and all the tons of different examples of what I can do that you can access on soundbetter.com. So I have to credit Rob Liano for not giving me the idea, but bringing me in. Is like, hey, you should do this, and I can be your engineer. And we've been a great partnership ever since. So I'm very grateful to him for putting it all together so that we can have this outlet for dance music. And it's, we get stuff all the time. Some of it is interesting. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, you're talking about
musicians as the original Hustler. You do all sorts of gigs. What do you have coming up?
Well, this is pretty fun and exciting because I you can tell with the kind of music I do, a lot of it has like a throwback sound to it. Because I love music from the 60s and the 70s. And now I'm about to do a short run in the United Kingdom and the Netherlands with a group called the Three Degrees. I'm a new degree.
New degree?
Yeah.
And when is this?
I think our first gig is in Cardiff, September 5th. If you go to the Three Degrees website, you can see the schedule for that month and a half that we're going to be in the UK and Netherlands. And it's great because, you know, I'm singing all these fun tunes like, when will I see you again? I mean, who doesn't love that song? It's such a beautiful song. And, you know, we're doing all these funky dance moves. And it was just great to kind of discover their catalog of music and delve into the Philly sound, because that they're part of that whole Philly sound family. So yeah, I'm really excited to head out with them in September. So yeah, if you are in the UK, come check us out.
Or the Netherlands.
Or the Netherlands, yes. Let me not forget them.
And you said that was like a month and a half worth of work overseas?
Yes, we will be there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you're doing that, I mean, are you based in one locale and you go out and do shows, or are you physically traveling that whole time?
We're going to be traveling pretty much. We're going to be all over the UK. So we'll have like one spot for a couple of shows, and then we'll go to the next spot for a couple of shows, and you know, so on and so forth. But yeah, no, we're on the road.
All right. So, but looking then later in the fall, like October, November, December, are there any gigs that you'll be doing stateside? They can give us a heads up about.
Yeah, well, you know, if you just follow me on my social media pages, I always list when I'm doing my own personal shows. And when I'm you know, singing with cover bands, I'll be doing some more stuff in New York, most definitely. So you gotta follow me.
All right, we're gonna be spinning the new singles B-side in a moment. It's called The Unknown. This is one that you wrote with Sherrod Barnes or Sherrod Barnes?
Sherrod, yeah.
How do you say it?
Sherrod Barnes.
Sherrod. So this is one you wrote with Sherrod Barnes, right?
Yes.
And so we talked a little about, you were working with Scott. So tell me about Sherrod. How did you guys meet?
Sherrod, he used to play with Roberta Flack many moons ago. And Roberta was on the same bill as Chic when I used to sing with Chic and at the Montreux Jazz Festival, again, many moons ago. And he's really good friends with Jerry Barnes, no relation, but the bass player from Chic. I think he and Jerry were meeting up, and I was hanging out with Jerry that day, and that's how I met Sherrod. And we just, again, we hit it off really well. And I just gravitated to his style of playing. He's probably one of the best guitar players I have ever worked with. Just a genius in all styles, and just the beautiful tone, beautiful presence and sound, and a great singer. I got to get him to sing on my next album. So, you know, if you're listening, Sherrod, that's what we're doing.
All right. Good. So about The Unknown. So I don't know if you remember Donald Rumsfeld, but he was the Secretary of Defense for, I guess, George Bush, the junior. And he was, you know, an interesting person, but he had this a famous quote that there are known knowns. And the rest of the quote is there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know, but there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we do not know, we don't know. So my question to you is the unknown about a known unknown or an unknown unknown?
Well, let me untangle that for a second in my brain. the unknown is actually, it's a really personal song. It's about an unknown that I wish I could know. The unknown is actually, you know, as a woman, you don't always get to have the family and the career, or you're always trying to juggle how you can have the family and career. So the unknown is actually a song of me kind of wishing that I had had kids. So it's a really personal. Sometimes maybe I go TMI with my music, but for me, it's also, you know, a cathartic experience to kind of like exercise those feelings. And when I wrote that, I was really feeling the loss of not having a child. You know, as a woman, you kind of have like this time limit, and I've focused so much on my career and put so much into getting to wherever I am, you know, and then there's a few songs on this album. As always, I'm always going to have songs of reflection of where am I? Am I getting the things in life that I thought I needed or that I wanted? And that's one of my songs of reflection, because I don't know what it's like to have a child. I can empathize with my friends and my sister and my nieces. She's about to have a baby, you know. So I can empathize with that. But I don't know what it feels like personally. And that was me kind of singing to the child that I wish I could have.
Well, I love the where it says they start off, you've got this great sort of game analogy. I thought it was all pretty clever wordplay. When it's a song of reflection, when did you write this? How does it date from several years ago or more recent composition?
I wrote that, I think I wrote it around 2021, 2022. Again, COVID. As with everybody, and I guess we're kind of still in the COVID years, right? But the whole situation definitely makes you question and reevaluate, because there was so much downtime, and especially for musicians, even following COVID, it took a minute for things to start to rev up again. So it was a very challenging period as a musician to kind of find your footing, and for someone like me, a woman who's put so much into her career, and it's now you're kind of having to sit back and like, what are you lacking in your life? So I think that's where that came from, the longing and the feel of loss for not having gone for something like that when I was younger. Now, not that I've given up hope completely, but you know, it was definitely in that headspace when I wrote it. I was like, "Is this it? You know, am I never going to experience that joy?" And I wrote it, feeling an extreme sense of loss. So that's kind of where it came from. But I'm not completely at that darkest moment anymore, but again, it helps to kind of put pen to paper and let all those feelings out. And it was the same kind of thing with Shoes Dropping. You know, and when you're at your darkest, you just got to let it out anyway it comes out. And that's how it came out, the unknown. So,
Jesse, thank you so much for speaking with me today on Our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. You know, it's one of the highlights of my life, getting to talk with you. So thank you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. So, you know, when the album comes out, we'll see if we can chat again and explore the record together.
I dig that totally.
Well, right now though, we're going to give a listen
to the new singles B-side, the tune we were just talking about, The Unknown, from Jesse Wagner and Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Gets taken out. Can it be? I'm playing a losing game. Not many choices left around for me. All those foolish moves I made. If only I could have foreseen the right path to my storybook ending, I'd hold you close to me. But it's not meant to be. So I will cry. Tears will fall.
That was singer-songwriter Jesse Wagner here in Little Steven's Underground Garage with a tad of her tune, Unknown. It's the B-side to her latest single for Wicked Cool Records titled, I Just Can't Today. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to Jesse for speaking with me on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza for producing and Kurt Baker for editing. Rochester, New York's Chesterfield Kings are set to have a new album on Wicked Cool Records coming out on Friday, October the 11th. Its title track, We're Still All the Same, is available now as a digital single. And joining us next time around to talk about it and the upcoming release is the band's longtime drummer, Mike Boyce. He's my guest next time around on your Coolest Conversations presented by Hard Rock here in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Buddy, you're a boy.
Make a big noise playing in the street.
I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.